7:41 a.m. on November the 13th, a Wednesday. A Wednesday that I'm hoping for big things. I got 5K yesterday. I got the story perking along. 43,000 words total. Fifteen and a half minutes on the first mile. Yeah, I'm jazzed this morning. Can you tell? I'm hurrying to get back because I am hungry. I'm so hungry. I didn't get breakfast this morning. I slept till almost six and then just fiddled about until I had to take the kids to school. And when I came home, I put my earbuds in and started walking. Peanut butter toast this morning, homemade wheat bread, wheat molasses. Oh. Yesterday I did go to Far Library. I spent 2.5 hours there, almost three. I expect to do the same thing today. The seats get kind of hard, but I have a suspicion that if I got stuck into the story, I could actually overlook that. Today's the day, if it's going to happen, for me to get 10,000 word day in, which would be super. Would carve away some of the 17K that I'm missing in terms of being on schedule for 100K by the 20th. The story is unfolding. It's coming along quite nicely. The people who are reading along at home as I post new chapters are telling me good things. What few who are actually reading or telling me anything at all. There are a couple rough spots. That's what next month is for. Well, no, probably not. It'll probably be March before I get to it, just because I've got other stuff I need to do next month. A lot of audio work. Get caught up on that. I need to get some words to PC Herring. I've really screwed him up. I'm sorry about that, PC. And then I still have words that have to do for Abby Hilton as well. So, and then there's Thy Fury's Call that needs to be read, recorded, edited, packaged, and released. I should talk to Evo about reserving Christmas Eve. Lung crud this morning. Have this slow seep. But yeah, a lot of the logistical problems that I was having with the story is like, how does a hermit live? The answer is simply, and with help from her friends, and the stories that I told about the hermit back along the way are actually feeding quite nicely into this last book. It's quite delightful. I'm enjoying it. I'm pleased that there's more there than meets the eye. That careful reading in the previous books is actually going to pay off in this one. I love it when that happens. So, yeah. A loose dog. Seen that dog around a couple of days now. It's wearing a collar, so maybe he's just slipped the leash. Anyway. So that's what I'm thinking about today. That's really all I'm thinking about today. I was pleased to see Brian Gamblin get his Google Glass. That's going to be fun. He had a photo this morning of him hammering out 1,000 words before sunrise. That's the way to do it, buddy. Off we go. So there's this discussion getting ready to blossom, I think, over on Writers Discussion Group about two misconceptions. One having to do with writers making a living or decent money, and how reviews are not important. And actually, I think there's a lot of misconceptions about indie writers and how they go about earning a living. Those that want to, those that can. Yeah, the truth of the matter is it's not like a river, where if you go to a river and you take a bucket, you can scoop up water. It's not like that. So anybody who thinks that writing an indie book is walk to the river with a bucket, because there's always water there, all you have to do is scoop it up, that's the misconception. I'll have to use that. That's a good metaphor. The larger question is it has to do with, like, potability. Can you get water that you can actually drink? Can you get water that you're actually going to be able to use? That's a bigger question. A much different question. And actually begins to address some of the issues of how does this all work? The other one is reviews, and I still maintain that reviews are not death. They're not the be-all, end-all. They're not, if I don't have 10 reviews, I'm not going to do anything. There are a lot of people who think that they don't get enough reviews, they don't get enough of a ranking, then they can't buy a book by Babs, so they're never going to succeed, and that's like crazy. I know that's one path. It's not the only path. It's not the only path by a long shot. Monk pull. And that's so yeah, I'm probably going to lose some writing time answering foolishness. I'll do that while I'm eating breakfast so I don't get peanut butter on my manuscript. It's a digital manuscript though. I'm gonna get peanut butter on the keys. It did the other day. I had a crumb of toast And because I make my own bread, thanks to the encaffeinated one, I had a large crumb smeared with peanut butter caught between the D and F keys on my keyboard. And so every time I type one or the other of those two letters, I got them both. Canned air for the win. So yeah, today I have to think about how do I pace myself, because yesterday I sat and it was like 2.5 hours, bang, one swat, and then toward the end I got really sore, the chairs got hard, my butt got sore, my back hurt, the tables are at the wrong height. What if I take my lap desk? There's some easy chairs in the next room. This is a two-room alcove. It's glassed in, it's got a door, so it's relatively free from the other noise out in the library. And I just use the trackpad in my netbook, so I don't need to take a pointing device with me. Do need a plug, because the battery won't hold up long enough without replenishment while I'm typing away. Which is kind of a pain, because I was kind of hoping not have to do that, but so it goes. I wonder if I would be more comfortable in one of those easy chairs with my lap desk and my netbook. Perhaps one day I will try that. The moment I'm going to go with what works. Maybe I'll take a pad for the chair. It's a lovely morning. It's cold. I'm wearing my fleece hood, but I don't have the Tyvek one on. The fleece one is keeping my ears and neck warm. Every once in a while, I'll turn my head and the cold air will sneak in under my shirt. It's kind of chilly. But yeah, it's good morning. It's good morning. It's a beautiful morning. Sky is blue and a little wispy streaks of clouds that go way across the sky. But they're like wrinkles in the sky. They're not blocking the sun. The sun is actually shining on me, and I'm glad I'm wearing my cap to keep the sun out of my eyes, because it is bright this morning, out bright and shiny. It feels warm on my legs. It's delicious. Food, food, food. I wonder if today is the day the library gets their big visitors. Last week, had to have been Wednesday, because I don't think I went on Thursday, a group of adults, obviously in some kind of care, descended, and they were quite disruptive. But they were also having a wonderful time, and I had no problems with them having a wonderful time. It was delightful to see them engaging. It really was. But I think I did take somebody's chair because there was a couple of people who came in and looked and they were a little upset, or appeared to be a little upset that there wasn't a chair for them. Tomorrow's Thursday, so I lose the afternoon, most of the afternoon, to working with high school kids, so that's a thing. I have to put that in my planning, which is why today's writing time is so important. Getting something more than 5,000 words today would be really important. 5,000 words tomorrow is going to be relatively difficult unless I get up. Well, I suppose I could. I went to bed early last night. Yes, I did. I've been going to bed early. It's felt wonderful. I slept in until nearly 6. And then I played a bit. Fiddled about. Caught up with email, Gmail, Google+. Looked at Twitter. Here we are, 32:25. Well, that's still almost 17 minutes, but still, that's sub 17 minute second half. And I slowed down a lot because it's hard to walk and talk. I've run out of breath if I walk too fast. But that's cool, that's great. And here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow, as they say, is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.